With festival and concert season being all about the boots, Tecovas is your stop for festival style. They are absolutely so cute, so trendy, also so comfortable. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff is at your service. Many of their stores have even leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which is so cool. They also have regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like the one of Tecovas. If you can't make it into a store, you can just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Maybe I'm just like weird. Maybe I'm crunchy.
This is the Southern Tea with Lindsay Chrisley.
I think it's so funny when you get Christmas cards and all of these people write their children's accomplishments on the back. I don't love them.
A Southern girl and a boy mom who's trying to navigate life while staying true to her roots.
I am a functioning, non-functioning human being right now.
Join Lindsay each week as she swears to spill the tea, the whole tea, and nothing but the tea.
That is the tea.
Here's Lindsay.
Good morning and welcome back to another episode of the Southern Tea. Good morning, Kristen.
Hello, Lindsay Chrisley.
My God.
I feel like I haven't talked to you in a hot minute.
First of all, it's always good when the episode starts out, my God.
No, actually, it started out right before recording with ouch.
Well, I'll get to that in a second. I have had literally a marathon of a day, and I feel like it's never ending, and it's not ending anytime soon also.
I think you relate to this? So common, though, when you come back from a holiday, I feel like it's so common.
Literally, I loved the time off. I mean, I wish, obviously, that the circumstances with the timing and being off would have been very different. But the time off was very much appreciated, very much needed. Spending just quality time with Jackson, not really having to worry about anything else and needing to check my calendar 16 million times like I do every single day to make sure that I'm not forgetting something. I don't know if anybody else is like that, but I literally click, that's probably the one thing on my phone that I click the most every single day is to look at my calendar.
Well, it's so funny because I don't know if you know this, but Gmail has this thing where it'll tell you like your past activity or whatever. So it'll be like last account activity 0 minutes ago. So like I'll go on there sometimes to make sure nobody weird is like in the email, and I can see when you log in.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, literally, yes. So I crack up laughing every time because I'm just like, this is so funny because I can see like the weird hours, like 1:30 in the morning, and like just how many times you go on even just your email. And I'm like, she thinks she's forgetting something.
No, really, like it's something wrong with my brain. I swear. I always am like this, and I've always been like this for as long as I can truly remember. I used to be like this and high school, like really bad. I've talked about that before where I would think that I was oversleeping, but really it was like the middle of the night. Wake up, get full ready for school, and then it be like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I think it might be an anxiety type tendency. I'm not sure. But also, if you ever have something that's like super important that you need to do like the next day, right? And you go to bed and you know it's like super early in the morning and like you cannot miss that thing, you automatically know you're going to sleep like shit that night.
Right.
Because you're trying not to oversleep it. And then by the time you get to it, you're like, okay, I literally didn't get any sleep. I am a total pill at this point and I hate doing this day.
It's funny because there's this thing that I've seen in reference to ADHD, and it was saying how people with ADHD, they know they have like a task, it's almost like they have no ability to do anything up until that task because they're so afraid of like missing it or, you know, messing it up in some way. So like if you know you have a meeting at 4 o'clock, it's like you can't accomplish anything else until that thing is taken care of. And I've always meant to ask you this just because I know that you're diagnosed with ADHD. And I'm just like, is that like that for you?
Oh yeah, it's definitely like that. Or if I have like something that's super important, like I love to take care of all of my super important things at the top of the day, because then I can get on with it and not be stressed out about like, oh shit, like I'm going to be 5 minutes late to that, or I'm not going to be prepared for that. Like it's just better for me to be fully unprepared, but aware that it's like at the first part of my day than it to be looming over me all day long.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense. Like I do like to get my important tasks out of the way as quickly as possible. But then I also feel like, oh, well, if it's too early in the morning, am I going to give it like my best effort, or am I going to be tired, or is something going to go wrong? So like, I think that's just anxiety, but it's just so weird how people's brains work differently.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, this morning woke up, felt so productive. I am a firm believer that you will have a productive day if you make your bed in the morning.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Like, I don't know what it is. I think there's actually been studies on it. I'm sure people will tell us once they've listened to this, but I think there's actually studies on it that like proves that that is like a true fact. But this morning I knew that I had a meeting at Jackson School. So I was like, oh gosh, like I know that I need to go to that meeting, but then I don't want to come back home before I go to the gym. Don't want to really come back home after the gym to go to Pilates. I'll get into that in a second. But like, I basically was just like avoiding trying to come back home. So I was like, okay, I need to get everything done around here. So I made my bed. I made Jackson's bed, which by the way, he has been sleeping in his own bed all break, no problems, and doing much better. And now he's actually preferring to sleep in his bed. Occasionally, probably within like the last month, he'll ask to sleep with me like on occasion, and I'll let him do it on the weekends. But he pretty much is like no co-sleeping anymore. So
are you sad?
Yeah. A big part of me is sad, mainly because not that we super snuggled or anything like that. It's just like that part of my life and that chapter is closing. And so I'm like, okay, now he's actually like phasing out of all of those little things. He's lost both of his top teeth at this point. We are asking for two front teeth for Christmas. He's just like growing up, and it is sad. And, you know, a big part of moving into this house when I got divorced was – it was great for Jackson and I because we were like, yay, we get to co-sleep and like Will's not going to cuss us out. And so that was a big part of that transition. And now we've kind of like moved on from that transition. So it's weird to go from like a transition into like another transition, if that makes sense.
Okay. This makes so much sense because it's you explained it in a good way, because I've always wondered how like – I see these things on TikTok, right? And they're like, oh, like you won't get these days back and even the hard times and all this stuff. And I'm like, I'm sorry. If you're going through the absolute hell of like parenting, what exactly are you not going to miss? But you explained it perfectly. It's like closing of a chapter. So it's just like anything else in life where it's just like you're missing what was.
Oh, 100%. And truly, like I was so afraid for his top teeth to come out because I knew he wasn't going to look like a baby anymore, even though he's 9 years old and so late to be losing those teeth. But I actually found a picture of myself from second grade and I still had all of my teeth. I had not lost one tooth in second grade. And so I guess it's just maybe like a hereditary thing. I think my brother Kyle was like that as well. But to me, like when he lost that second top tooth, I was like, okay, he's not a baby anymore. And like, I don't know what it was about that that made me come to that conclusion, but it's like all of these things have happened kind of like at the same time where he's sleeping in his own room now, lost his top teeth. Actually, did I tell you the story about his second top tooth being pulled?
No, you had posted something about it on Instagram, but like I didn't hear anything about it. So I figured it was way less dramatic as the first one.
Oh, no, ma'am. I will have to share the video for you guys because literally I told him, I was like, Jackson, like the law is going to hear you screaming like inside this house and think that there is an actual murder going on in here. It's not that serious. So it was just like dangling there. And anybody who has had a kid that has lost a tooth, you know what that like dangle look looks like.
Yeah.
And it is just so horrific and just like gross, frankly. It's like kind of hanging on one side and you can see it's like the tooth's kind of like turning and there's like blood underneath it. And it's like, it truly should just come out. And so I have pulled all of his other teeth. So I was like, you know what? It's Will's day tomorrow. So like, I'm going to go ahead and get this sucker out because if he loses it over there and there's blood, I'm going to get the call. It's going to be bad. Let me just deal with it here. So he gets in the shower, gets out, and he sees the floss on the counter. And he's like, oh, no, 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 no. I'm like, well, we're going to try to get it out. So I tried to get it out, and the stupid thing like would not come out because I couldn't get the floss like in the position because he kept moving his head. So of course the tooth starts bleeding, and he's like, you're so mean to me. My tooth is hurting. Look, it's bleeding. You caused it blood. All this stuff. So then I needed to go and have my toes done. And well, not needed to, but like I wanted to. And so I had made an appointment and I told Jackson, I was like, do you want to go and hang out with dad while I go and have my toes done? And he's like, absolutely. Like, I'm not going to that place. Like, that's so boring for me to do that. So I take him over to Will's, drop him off. I come back from my pedicure and I'm like flip flopping around in those like fake flops. Yes. And Jackson comes to the door with like a piece of floss that looks like a cord, like following behind him. And I'm like, what the actual hell is going on? So I go in and I guess they tried to tie like a ball to it or something. And that's why they had so much floss.
Oh my God.
Well, then they couldn't get the floss off the tooth.
Oh no. So that had to come out.
Oh no, no, no. They were going to take tweezers to like pick the floss off. And so Will had him laid down like on the couch on his legs. And I was like, okay, I'll help get it off. And I literally just popped that sucker off. The tooth went flying. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not piddle dicking with this. Like just get the tooth out, be done with it, whatever. But it was super cute because the next night, he went and spent the night with Will's parents, and I packed like his tooth for the tooth fairy in the bag. So I hope it was something fun for his parents to get to be able to like do with him.
That is really, really cute. I have a couple things. One, what do you as like a parent do with the teeth?
Oh, I have them in my spice cabinet. Don't ask why they're in the spice cabinet. That's where they are.
If somebody murdered you and the cops were going through your house for evidence and they find those teeth, like I just need – that's not good.
That actually reminds me that I need to text Will Campbell and be like, bro, where is my son's tooth? Like did your parents throw it away? Like where is it? Because that's the only tooth that I don't have. All the other three are in my spice cabinet.
Okay, so what – but okay, maybe other parents can answer this. Like what do you do with the teeth? Like –
what
does everyone
mean?
Keep them? Do you throw it? Do you throw them out? Is this like you're abnormal for keeping them? Like, what's the deal? How do you decide?
Okay, well, I don't know what other people are deciding. Mine are in a Ziploc bag. The first two we lost before we moved to this house, so I was very diligent about bringing that Ziploc bag here. Like, I didn't want to lose them. Remember me talking about like not being able to like part with like weird
with
stuff,
certain things like the socks you gave birth in. Yes.
Yes. Like it's like that. And I can't part with these teeth. It's just like so funny. It's like one day I'm going to look at these teeth and be like, that's so disgusting and then throw them away. But I will never forget this one time. My parents had this like dresser type chest thing in their hallway. And I guess we were like playing in there and someone went in the drawers and they found like teeth.
Oh no.
And we were like, wait, whose did these belong to? And I mean, out of all of us kids, like five, like I'm sure it could have been anybody's tooth, but there was one specific silver tooth that belonged to Chase. And I'm just like, who keeps that kind of, like who keeps a silver tooth? Like that thing's rotten. Like why
this
do you need
so
that?
This is so funny. This is giving me very much You vibes on Netflix.
Okay, stop. All right, Kristen, have you had an opportunity to try Spark?
I did actually over the break, and you were completely correct that I was going to be obsessed with it. It was phenomenal, and like it replaced my soda addiction at this point.
So if you guys have not tried Avocare Spark, if you feel like you need to have some extra energy during this holiday season, my go-to for extra energy this time of year and pretty much always for years is Spark from Avocare. I had been on and off using it and absolutely love it so much. It's great tasting. It's just an energy drink mix that's sugar-free, powered by 20 vitamins, nutrients, and minerals, and has an effective amount of caffeine for the energy boost, B vitamins to support your body's natural ability to make and sustain its own energy, and neuroactive ingredients to keep you focused and alert. And I can tell you, it really does do the job.
The first thing that I noticed is I didn't have like the midday crash that I usually have when I started drinking it, which was so, so nice. And I also didn't get like the jittery feeling that sometimes like other energy drinks give me. So definitely appreciate the recommendation. So far I tried the fruit punch because that's the one that you recommended to me and it tastes so freaking good. I'm now going to make Corey drink them and probably also my mom.
They have over 10 permanent flavors and exciting limited time flavors. And it's literally such a great thing that you can put as a stocking stuffer for a gift for anybody that you love on your list. You can find your flavor of Spark and discover more products for all your health and wellness solutions at avocare.com/southerntea, all lowercase. Get 15% off your first order at avocare.com/southerntea today.
Hi guys, I'm Teresa Giudice and you know me from the Real Housewives in New Jersey. And now you'll know me from my new podcast, Namaste Bitches, with my co-host, Melissa Feaster.
What's up, you guys? I'm Melissa Feaster, and Teresa and I are talking about everything. Love, life, relationships, yes, sex, food, and family. We are getting into it all.
It's a real look at my life when the cameras aren't rolling. But don't worry, we'll be talking about all that TV stuff too.
So follow, rate, and review Namaste Bitches now at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to this, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So I went to this school meeting this morning, and it's always funny like when Will and I have to go to these meetings together because we know how to conduct ourselves around each other, but it's just like kind of funny. It's still the same way. It still goes the same way that it would as if we were still married, which is like hilarious. Like nothing's changed in that regard. So like that makes me laugh. But then I had this like 2-hour window between, I was dedicated, like I was not coming home. I've been in this house for a week. So I was like, I'm not coming home. So I went to the gym and I ran 10 miles.
Insane.
Then I came home. I ate lunch at 10:30.
Oh, you're early today.
I was very early today. And then I left the house and then went to Pilates and did a Pilates class for an hour. And I was like, okay, so basically I've just been at the gym like literally all friggin' day.
You probably feel so good, though, with all the endorphins.
I do. And then let me tell you what else I did this weekend, because you're going to be so proud of me. So I can honestly say that as much as everyone thinks that I am so put together, like it cracks me up, because Kristen can attest to this, like I'm actually really not. I know how to like make things look nice and like look put together, but also like I'm not that put together. And so I was like, you know what? I always, when I was married, it always was just like the rule of our marriage. I guess I like made it up that I would put out Christmas decorations the day after Thanksgiving. And they come down the day after Christmas because Jackson's birthday is 4 days after Christmas. I like having the separation between the holidays. And so I actually started getting all of my Christmas stuff out the day after Thanksgiving, which was really nice. Got the tree up. Jackson got to decorate it over the weekend, which was super cute, him going through the ornaments and looking at them. But then it was a little bittersweet, and I'll tell you about that in a second. But I got all of my fall stuff put up, which was nice. I don't know if anybody else ever feels like this, but like once you've looked at your like seasonal shit for a certain period of time, like by the time it's time to put it up, you're like ready not to see it for a little while.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Do you feel like that?
Yeah, I do. Especially with just like, it's hard because Corey likes to decorate extensively for Halloween, where I prefer decorating for fall. And there's like not a lot of time between like trying to execute Halloween and then execute fall and then it's Christmas.
I thought that was just like all the same thing, like fall and Halloween, like you just do that together. Or if you're a person like me, you don't really celebrate Halloween, so you don't put any Halloween out.
Well, so Corey won't allow fall with mixed in with his Halloween decor.
Okay. Well, understood. So got all of my stuff, like all my fall shit, like put up, which was nice. Got my Christmas pillows out, my living room's decorated, Jackson's bedroom's decorated because I always he has like this little personal tree that he decorates.
And I saw it on your Instagram story. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Oh my God, it's so cute. If you guys have kids and you have never done it, I always had one when I was a little kid. I don't know if this is like a common thing or just like something that my parents did, but we always had like tiny trees. And when I say tiny, like they're little. These little trees that we self-decorated and they were in our bedrooms. And so I kind of carried that tradition on with Jackson. But then I don't know, like when I was going through my divorce, I felt such a sense of guilt of like taking all of the special things. So there was like certain things that I left. So his tree that he always had at our old house, like Will has it. And then I went to Hobby Lobby to last year, I guess, and got him one for my house. And it's cute. Like you can just like go and pick, you know, different themed ornaments, like little tiny ones. And it's so cute. And so he decorated his and he's super proud of it. It's all wonky and crazy. And like the branches like don't have any rhyme or reason which way they're going, but it's still cute. So got his room decorated. My house is spotless. My counters, that is like one thing that I am a clutter bug, like on my counters and stuff, because I get so many packages. I just like order so much shit. And then like Jackson put in basketball cards, everything, but my counters are completely clean. Everything is in its place and it feels so nice. But back to me talking about Jackson decorating the Christmas tree, it was a little bit sad because he went through the box of ornaments and he was like, Mom, we don't have as many ornaments on this tree as we did our old tree. Talking about the tree that like we had when Will and I were together. Mm. And I was like, well, buddy, your dad has half of the ornaments because we separated them.
Right.
And he was like, well, what if you guys switched them sometimes?
Oh, okay. I mean, that's.
And I'm like, well, no, because like I specifically handpicked the ones that I wanted over here. So I don't think we're going to be playing switcheroo, but you enjoy the ornaments over there and it'll feel like a sense of home. And then you enjoy the ornaments over here and it still feels like home because I didn't want to take everything and then it just feel like I had everything and then him have nothing, you know?
Right. You're trying to be fair. I feel like this goes to show that the process of healing is like never done.
No, I mean, I think that it does get better with time. I do believe, I used to not be a big believer in like time heals all things, but until you've been through some heavy stuff, I think that you really realize that time does have a way of taking care of things. And I mean, I'm never going to get over the fact that I don't have all of Jackson's like tacky, wacky ornaments that he makes at school. Like, I'm never going to get over that. And every time I go into Will's house and see his damn Christmas tree, which has only been for 1 year, but the times that I did see it and I saw the ornaments, I have thought about doing drive-bys on his tree and like snagging an ornament or two, like as I leave.
Can you please do it? And then just like pile them all together and like send him a text and be like, sir, look what I took.
Can you imagine? Like, God, could you imagine the text messages that you got?
Oh my God. That would be so funny.
We're calling the cops. Like, so bad. Actually, on that front, you haven't really heard from Will and I lately.
No, it's been great. That's one scenario that I'm very thankful that I don't have to get involved in.
Oh my gosh, no. I think that, you know, life got a bit heavy for me. And I think that you can't, I'm trying to think about how to say this. When there is 12 years of an investment in another person, I think that regardless of your differences, that if you had any type of friendship within your relationship, which we very much did, when life gets hard for one, the other comes running. And so that has been really nice. And we've been able to definitely co-parent better, but also the things that I've been going through, I think that has given me a perspective on life. Like, certain things in the long term just don't really matter, and I don't need to get caught up on those things. We're not going to always agree. We're always not going to like the same things or agree on how to do something with Jackson always. But at the end of the day, you know, unless he's in harm's way, there's really no reason to argue.
Right, right. I'm glad that you guys are making progress, especially around the holidays, because holidays are just such a hard time for a lot of people and families. And just, it's a hard, it's not this magical time of year for everyone that we're like raised to think that it is.
Actually, I saw this, I posted this on my Instagram, but I saw it and I was like, you know what? That really hits home for me specifically this year. In my family, we've always done Christmas like very big, and it's always been like a very exciting time of year. And, you know, our house was always decorated very magical, and my parents always like were the best at Christmas. And so, I mean, obviously, with everything going on with my family, things just like look a lot different this year. And I saw this and literally just like started bawling sitting on Instagram. But it said, you're going to come in contact with an awful lot of people who are at their absolute breaking point this season. Friends, family, coworkers, teachers, strangers in the grocery store, retail workers. While it may be the merriest time of the year for some, it's the saddest, loneliest, most stressful, most heartbreaking for so many others. We're all busy, but we're not too busy to be kind, caring, and patient. Remember, the best thing that you can give someone right now is love.
I really believe it. I actually had read somewhere, not sure how accurate the statistic is, but I had read that holidays are actually a very heightened time for suicides.
Really?
I think, and it literally comes in because of the loneliness. And it's, this is like an ongoing conversation in my house regarding holidays and loneliness and just things like that, because when my dad, you know, when my dad was alive, we just had so many people around and we went so many places and saw all these people. And then, you know, after my dad passed away, it really dwindled down to the point where it was just me and my mom for various reasons. And you see like all the commercials with these like big family gatherings, and like that's where the magic comes from, and it's such a happy time and whatever. So couple that with like the grief of someone, you know, that should be there not being there, then it's like, oh, well, what's wrong with us? Because that's not what our holidays look like.
Oh, for and sure.
Just, it's the reality for so many people. So we kind of just started like adopting people for the holidays, and like whoever doesn't have a place to go just ends up with us.
That's so precious.
And, you know, we just like don't want people to feel alone and stuff. But I can definitely see how I've kind of been on both ends. I've been on where it's like a magical time of year as like a child. And then I've been on the sad parts too, where it's like, could be very, very lonely when you're also playing the comparison game on, you know, especially with social media. It's just, it's hard.
It is so hard. I mean, I know last year for me, it was our first Christmas that we weren't spending as a family of three. And so of course I was like, okay, we're just not going to do it at home, because it just like felt weird for me to do that. So I was like, okay, you know what? We'll go to the happiest place on earth and we're going to go to Disney World and do that. Don't regret that decision at all. But now I do kind of feel like first Christmas vibes here in a sense, because we were away. I didn't have a tree here last year. I didn't put out any Christmas decorations because we weren't here. We were at Disney and then we went to Nashville straight from Disney. So it does feel a little bit different. And, you know, when you have children, I feel like even if you aren't in the holiday spirit, and this really applies any time in life, it could be a random Thursday, but I feel like you kind of have to put on a front in a sense of like, okay, you know, like everything's good and everything's happy and like we're going to have a good time and all of this. And you have all these real life things that are going on outside of that.
I can understand that, because it's just like, you don't want, you know, you want to protect your kids from like the real world and let them make memories and enjoy them kind of like how you thought you did as a kid too.
100%. 100%. I did have some sadness. I mean, growing up with just having a split home and parent sharing holidays and stuff like that, but to the capacity of like what I'm dealing with now, definitely not. And so it's just a lot. I feel like it's a transitional time of year anyway. Whether that be, I'm going through a lot of transitions right now. Things going on with my family, things going on with a breakup, co-parenting stuff, and kind of like learning new ways to do things, business, housekeeping, trying to, you know, this time of year, I really like to focus on kind of like closing out the year. And even though I am a big advocate for like being in the season and in the moment and allowing that moment all of your attention and not trying to like overlook those moments to get to the next thing. I think about when you start seeing Christmas stuff in July, you know, like I hate like a rushed feeling. But this year I'm kind of like okay with it. I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of ready for it to all be over. I'm ready for it to be a new year. There's been so many things that have gone on that I'm just kind of over it and ready to start fresh and to have a little bit of a break. Kristen, let me tell you a story about me cooking for one of the first times in like a year last night.
I don't know whether to be scared or excited.
You should be so excited. I cooked steaks. I asked a couple of different friends and also my ex-husband about how to do it, because I had never cooked a steak on my own. And I was like, okay, you know, I really need help. So got all the advice, cooked potatoes. It was so good. But I did use my meter and it was perfect.
I love meter.
Do you love it?
Yes. I literally want to get one for everybody in my life, because I'm so sick of having like overcooked dry meat at holidays that like now I have to get one for everybody.
I hate anyone who's listening to this that you've ever had dry meat at their house. I hate it for them. But I think this would make the perfect gift. It's a really slick, smart meat thermometer that tracks the temperature of your meat and lets you know when it's ready to come out of the oven or the grill. And you never have to worry about undercooking or overcooking. And it's amazing. I used it on my steaks last night and it was so perfect. They have an app that even estimates how long your cook will take, and it gives you the countdown so that you know how long you have to prepare side dishes, which is something that if I was cooking all the time, I would definitely struggle with. You can spend more time with your family, make yourself an espresso martini maybe, and then you'll get an alert when your food is ready to eat. Perfect for the oven, the grill. I know a lot of you like air frying, and you can definitely use meter in that. It's super simple, super easy, and you'll get the perfect consistent results.
This came in handy for Thanksgiving at my house, because it did give us more time to like also entertain while making sure that all, you know, the meat and the food was done. all at the right time. And everything just came out so good. We got so many compliments and literally Meter was a lifesaver.
So for a limited time, shop Meter's biggest sale of the year and get 20% off. Just go to meater.com and save big on the best meat thermometer out there. Take care of your holiday shopping now and shop for the chef in your life, especially if the chef is you.
With festival and concert season being all about the boots, Tecovas is your stop for festival style. They are absolutely so cute, so trendy, also so comfortable. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff is at your service. Many of their stores have even leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which is so cool. They also have regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like the one of Tecovas. If you can't make it into a store, you can just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Speaking of, can we talk about Reddit?
Oh, sure.
I don't know if you remember this, but were you with Kale and I when Chelsea from Teen Mom told us we were recording in New York and she was talking to us about like how toxic Reddit was?
No, it was not on that trip.
Okay. So she had talked about how she had deleted the app off of her phone and like never went on it anymore because it caused her so much anxiety, depression, like never went on it. And I didn't even know what Reddit was at that point. So I was like, wait, what is this? So that popped my Reddit cherry and I wish it didn't. I wish I never knew about it because I do feel like it is the most toxic platform ever. Remember that one time we talked about that guy that had that website or whatever? It was like that sex website. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the most hated man in the world or on the internet or something?
I feel like it's got to be a similar personality person who came up with Reddit because to me, it's just so toxic. It is a platform where people can just go on there and talk so much shit. And, you know, some of the stuff I will say there is some truth to some of the stuff that's said on there, but then there's also like some stuff on there that is like so far-fetched that it's like, why? Like, why are people wasting their time starting these threads to talk this kind of shit?
Do you want me to rank the most toxic to least toxic, in my opinion, internet apps?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go Twitter and Reddit is a tie for me.
Okay.
Then to me goes Facebook, then Instagram, then TikTok.
Okay. Tell me this. Do you feel like you can get a completely different perspective of an individual between apps? So like I rarely get hate. Like I do get some hate on Instagram, but like rarely. Like it's not – people aren't out there just like dogging me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It's Reddit.
Yeah, you do. It's so interesting actually when I think about this because Kale's trolls really love Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Secondary would be Instagram. And then like, she's kind of good on Facebook and TikTok. And I've never searched her on Reddit because I feel like this, I feel like it's the same people on TikTok. I mean, on Twitter as are on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it is the same individuals to be completely honest. I think it just allows them like not a key, like a word limit. But you do get a lot of hate on Reddit.
Yeah, it's so strange to me. But obviously with the breakup and all of that, there's like a lot of threads going on, other things going on in my life. So lots of stuff to be discussed on there. And so I was scrolling through and I saw this one comment on there and someone said it was like all these people talking shit. And then this one person goes on there and they're like a complete outlier, right? And she said, she, he, like, I don't know who it was. I kind of get the impression after listening to today's podcast that she has at least left the door open to the relationship because she mentioned that he is working on himself, etc. So at that point, like, people start commenting to this, and it's like, it's a never ending thing, right? It's like, once someone says something, then someone says something back to that person, and then it just like keeps going. And like, these people are investigators. They're like the CIA, FBI, like whatever. So I did just want to kind of address that because I had mentioned that Suburban Dad's working on himself. I think that that's great that he's working on himself. I also am working on myself all the time. I think we all have room for work. And, you know, frankly, I don't know what my future looks like and with who I will be with in my future. I will say that after I saw that comment, I then went to scroll TikTok. So I left like one app and went to another. And the first thing that came up was, once a woman gets hurt, she has this moment of, I will never let this happen to me again. Now she becomes so much more cautious. Now she's, instead of jumping into the pool, you're putting your toes in the water, seeing what the temperature is. You're going to be a lot more mindful and you're going to be a lot more afraid. Let's just call it what it is. And I do think that once you have been through something with someone, that you genuinely did care about and were invested in the way that I was invested, it does change your perspective on a lot of things. And in some ways, the bad has been good because it has caused me to open my eyes in ways that I wouldn't have had them open before. So in that regard, like, I'm thankful for that. But at the same time, I just wish it wasn't from that, right?
No, I agree. And also, can we just say for 1 second, just because you said that he's working on himself, like, you just have couth. Like, you're not out here to like trash anybody. So of course you're going to like leave off with something like relatively nice to say.
And I mean, I do know, for a fact that he's working on himself. And, you know, we all have areas of things that we can work on. And sometimes, you know, it takes hard moments in life for you to realize things that you maybe wouldn't have realized that you need work on before. I had seen something that said, when we think of meant to be, we automatically assume forever, but maybe it isn't supposed to last forever. Maybe it's just someone who is in your life to teach you something. Maybe the forever is not the person, but what we gain from them. And I will say, I have gained a lot of wisdom from that relationship, whether it be wisdom that I wanted to gain or wisdom that I didn't, I still gained wisdom.
Well, it's kind of like, that's pretty similar to like the recent season or Lifetime situation. And I fully agree. I think that we go into probably every relationship, whether it's a friendship or a romantic relationship, a business relationship, whatever, thinking long term, right? Because that's just the way society kind of like shapes us to think. No one's like, oh yeah, get into this whole situationship to have it end in 3 months. Mm-hmm. I think that there's nothing wrong with walking away from things that no longer serve you, as long as you're walking away with something that you didn't go into it with, whether it's knowledge, whether it's strength, whether it's just something that you learned. You just walk away with more than you went in with.
I will say, because of that situation, taking the time that I feel like I need to process, which I'm still doing. That's in progress. It's not done. Processing things, and with a lot of other things going on in my life, you know, truly taking the time to process each of those things individually and giving it the time that is needed to be able to process and heal from those things. And, you know, healing, what I've learned about that is that you can be okay one day and not okay the next, and that's okay. And sometimes the healing process doesn't happen in the order of like you can revert back, if that makes sense. You can go forward and then revert back and then go forward again. You can skip a step, go back two steps. I don't know. It's a hard thing, but I will say that I have found myself setting really hard boundaries with my time and with my space. I was definitely in that relationship, shifting schedule to accommodate so that I could give the most of my time to that relationship, because I felt like it was truly going to be so fruitful that it was going to be worth my time. And so it stinks, because as much time as I allotted to that, I now find myself setting hard boundaries in other areas of my life with my time and my space.
Well, to your point about, you know, being able to skip steps and kind of bounce back and forth with your, you know, healing process, one thing that I learned a long time ago was that grief and healing are not linear the way that, like, it's kind of described. You don't just go point A to B to C to D to done. It just doesn't work that way. And it really is ever changing. Like, you literally could be fine, like you said, and then not. You could be fine for 3 months and then feel like you ran into a brick wall and you're starting back from zero. Like, that's why you have to give yourself grace. Mm-hmm. And it's not a one size fits all. It's not linear. It's always going to change, and it's always going to be different for so many people. That's why I think it's hard when people pass judgment on people who are going through, you know, healing or grief or something like that. And they're like putting their expectations of how they think that someone should act in this situation. Well, and it's like not the case.
I mean, I will say that I feel like I go through the process of trying to understand someone else's actions and putting myself in those shoes. But it's such a dumb thing to do, really, because I can't put myself in those shoes because I wouldn't have done it. So nothing that is not logical to me will I be able to make logical. And so I have had to, through this process, learn that the decisions weren't mine and the decisions aren't really mine to understand. I need to understand those decisions enough to go through the healing process to know, okay, these were really bad decisions. These are things that, like, you don't want in your life, and this is toxic. And I know that I don't want a relationship that has those things in it.
Agreed. And as for boundary setting, I think that, one, that's like a natural response to any type of trauma, I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying it's a bad thing, because most of the time the boundaries are something that should have been there to begin with. But I also think it's almost like an age thing. Like, I just turned 29 and I've never in my life tried to, you know, fit things into their respective boxes as far as boundaries go and be, you know, adamant with those boundaries, especially when it comes to, like, work and things like that, because I think it's honestly the only way I'm going to, like, have, I think it's the only way that anyone's going to live, like, an actual well-rounded whole life is if they have boundaries for various areas. Otherwise, everything gets intertwined and then it's a mess, and then you feel like you're completely out of control. And, you know, it's just something that I'm also working really hard on. So I feel you there.
I feel you.
Okay, Lindsay, so you had been talking to me about skylight frames a couple, you know, weeks in a row now, and finally convinced me to get on the bandwagon and grab one for a couple people in my life for holiday gifts. And one, I just want to thank you for the recommendation. And two, I'm so excited for them to open them.
I think it's truly a game changer for being able to share pictures. This would be a great gift for your mom, dad, grandmother, sibling maybe that has kids also. I know that a lot of us live many hours away from one another, and texting pictures can, you know, sometimes lose them or they get deleted, whatever. This is, like, really nice because it helps preserve them. And everyone loves getting new pictures on this that I know. And like I said, Will's parents have one. And for them to be able to get pictures of multiple grandkids on the same thing is so nice.
I love the fact that multiple people can send photos to the frame. So it's like a really good way to keep large networks of friends and family in touch. So I'm really excited, especially for like Corey's parents and my mom, that I can like get a couple people to be able to send in photos. And then they have not just ones from me.
Absolutely. Skylight Frame is a photo frame you can update instantly by email from anywhere. So it is really easy. And it is a great way to feel close to those that you love, even when you're separated. So it sets up effortlessly in under 60 seconds. You just plug it in, use the touchscreen to connect to your wireless network and enjoy. And it is a black frame with white mat. So it looks super nice. It looks like a real photo frame and can just add a beautiful touch to your home. I think my ex-in-laws have it in their kitchen and have really enjoyed it. You can choose from two different size options, either the original 10 inch or the new large 15 inch frame. And something that's great, I know that you guys are going to love it, but 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't love your skylight, they'll offer you a full refund and that's it.
Now, as a special offer, you can get $15 off your purchase of a skylight frame when you go to skylightframe.com and enter code T. That's right. To get $15 off your purchase of a skylight frame, just go to skylightframe.com and enter code T. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com, promo code T.
With festival and concert season being all about the boots, Tecovas is your stop for festival style. They are absolutely so cute, so trendy, also so comfortable. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff is at your service. Many of their stores have even leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which is so cool. They also have regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like the one of Tecovas. If you can't make it into a store, you can just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
So can we talk about something completely different than this, but like kind of related, but like not?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I saw it on TikTok and I have never been in this situation before. And I don't know if you have. So like, I don't understand anything about this. but I saw it and I was like, okay, maybe people who are listening will be able to give me some insight. So it says, how do you not catch feelings for your friends with benefits? If it is a continuous thing and you are in the same friend group and you're hanging out all the time, you're bound to catch feelings. That was a girl's perspective. And then a guy's perspective was maybe just find someone that you don't like that much. And then Dave from Barstool says, maybe this person isn't really that good looking to you, so you always have better options. And it also gets more complicated if one of them meets someone else. I don't know anything about friends with benefits, never had that, like don't know how it works and would love to know more.
Okay. So I've been in this situation before. And I have people and I've had friends over the years who literally were able to, you know, for lack of better words, fuck with no feelings. Like there was just no feelings attached and they just wanted to have sex and that was it. And these are both girl and guy friends. So it's worked both ways. Myself personally, I've only gotten involved in a friends with benefits type situation when I already did have feelings, but was trying to like be the cool girl who was like down with whatever, thinking like, oh, I can totally get them to pick me. So like the feelings were already there on my end and it is just something that like you are setting yourself up for failure if you get into it with feelings and like they are very upfront and honest, like, okay, you know, there's no feelings. This is what it is. Like if you agree to that, don't do it. Just do not do it. You're setting yourself up for such insane heartbreak. But if you're somebody who is able to not catch feelings, that's great. I personally don't like, I couldn't physically be with somebody that I didn't have feelings for.
Okay. That was where I was going with it. Because if you are friends with benefits, how did you get there in the first place? So like there had to have been some type of attraction. You don't just like all of a sudden just start hooking up, like, or maybe you do, I don't know, but I could not even imagine.
Usually it involves some alcohol.
But wouldn't you be attracted to that person?
Yeah.
Even if it involved alcohol?
Well, I think that there's a difference between attraction and feelings.
Okay, explain.
So, like, I can be physically attracted to somebody's looks and not actually have, like, romantic feelings towards them as far as, like, wanting to be in any type of relationship. But then there's also people who I'm like, okay, I think you're physically attractive. I'm also attracted to, like, you as a person, and I want to, like, pursue things.
Okay. I mean, okay, is this the same as you could find someone attractive, but their personality repulsive?
Yes. My God, yeah. There's like a lot of good-looking men that I've been around in my life that I'm like, would never even speak to you, but you're fun to look at.
Okay. Well, chances are, this is like toxic me talking. Chances are, if I am attracted to you in that way, I'm going to try to make your personality work for like a little bit of time.
So you're going Mrs. Bob the Builder?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
What is wrong with us?
You and Kale are very similar in that aspect, where I will be like, okay, I see things that are red flags to me. And I'm not even talking like, oh, you're a bad person, but like, you're just not my type of person. And I instantly put a barrier there, and like, you're not getting past it no matter how hard you try. And this goes for, you know, guys, girls, whatever. You and Kale run directly at it and think like, oh no, I can make the shit green.
Oh yeah. Like, I can fluff this up and like make it great. And even though it like really sucks.
Yeah. And no. You guys, like, that should be your resolution for 2023, is to like run away from red lights.
If they have one remotely red flag, I'm out. Like, if it's just like trending on the color red, I'm like, no. There's actually a person that's in my phone right now that their contact name is just red flags.
Oh my God. Do I know?
Yeah, you know.
Oh God. Okay. I instantly and I'm know like, exactly who it is.
Immediately you are a red flag. Okay, wait, let's do some listener topics really quick before we get into weekly tea, before we run out of time.
Okay. So I pulled these from the Facebook group, the Southern Tea official Facebook group. Somebody asked, what is one thing you hate as a parent and one thing you hate as a dog mom? Now I'm assuming they're asking you for parent, me for dog mom?
Yeah, because I mean, yeah.
One thing that screwed on parent for me.
Okay, well, one thing that I hate as a parent is parenting. No, I'm just kidding. One thing that I hate as a parent is having to continuously enforce rules that I've already set, and my child acts like he never heard of them before.
So is it the rules, or is it the repetition?
No, it's like, other moms are going to understand this, but like, you know that you're supposed to brush your teeth in the morning and at nighttime. So like, why am I telling you this
every
night? Like, I've told you this since you got teeth.
Okay. So for me, that would be like the act of having to repeat myself would immediately piss me off.
It does piss me off every day. And then here's the best part. He will try to bamboozle me, not brush his teeth, and pretend like he brushed his teeth, and the toothbrush won't even be wet.
Oh, so he's like not even faking it correctly.
No. And I'm like, I literally am smarter than you. Like, you don't understand, but like, I am.
Meanwhile, he's like, my mom doesn't know anything.
And so then I'll stand there and watch him do it. So then it's just like an annoying thing. And he's like, stop watching me. And I'm like, I have to watch you because I know if I don't watch you, you're not going to do it. And it's literally like an everyday thing.
That's annoying.
That's what I hate.
That's very annoying. Okay. So as a dog mom, my God, I have seven. So I'm trying to think, like, what is one thing that I absolutely hate the most outside of, like, obviously picking up, like, the yard of poop. Well, I mean, it's kind of like what you said, like, repeating myself. Like, I have to say 3,000 times off, 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 off. That's all I say all night long. Off the counter, off the table, off of me. Like, just get off. Over and over and over again to 7 different animals. So it's constantly being said. And it's just like, again, you know that you're not supposed to counter surf and yet you're doing it anyway. And like, I fed you and you ate half your dinner, but then you're immediately trying to garbage pick and you know you're not supposed
to
be in the garbage.
You aren't supposed to counter surf. Stop.
I'm just like, it's a constant repetition. And then like, I think what's most annoying is I swear that like, they know exactly what I'm saying. Cause they will like look at me and give me this look, and then they do what they're not supposed to do right in front of my face. And I'm literally like, have you lost your ever-loving mind? So there's full-blown conversations that occur in my house, except it's like only one-sided. So it's me to the dogs, and then like I'll respond as if I'm the dog.
I'm dead.
It's, yeah, but that would be, as a dog mom, that, and just like probably, not that kids aren't expensive, but how expensive vet visits are and how frequently you actually have to take your dogs to the vet. If you like follow the recommended like vet schedule, it's so frequent. It's not like people think it is.
Okay. Well, I will tell you that taking Georgia to the vet, we've talked about this before. I've never taken a dog to the vet more than I take her to the vet, and it is quite the job.
Yeah. I mean, it's always something. It's always like, we'll just do that times 7. It's like, you need your, you know, your rabies and your booster and this vaccine and that vaccine. And, oh, don't forget your blood work. And, oh, we got to check this and that and x-rays and blah. Like, it's a lot. Like, there's just always something. I'm no joke. So thankful that I have the care credit card. And I have just committed that to my budget, that I'm always going to have a payment to that card. Because like, my dogs, one of them is always at the vet. Someone's always on medicine. Somebody's always at the vet. It doesn't even mean they're sick. I also have a cat, which you have to take them to the vet, and that's even worse. And then I also have a bird, which the bird has to go to an exotic bird vet.
Bye.
So it's just a lot of vet visits.
An exotic
and then everyone's
bird
like,
vet.
Everyone's like, well, why don't you go to the doctor? I don't know.
Because I'm always at the doctor with my pets.
I'm always at the freaking vet's office.
Dear God.
Sending Corey. But yeah, that's pretty annoying. So, okay, Lindsay, I am so excited to be talking to you about Indeed, because over the break, I was talking to some of my business owner friends, and I found out that 3 of them are actually using Indeed right now to hire. And we were talking about all of the benefits of Indeed, and it was just so amazing to connect with people who are using the same things that I'm using. And, you know, we were all talking about how Indeed is just absolutely phenomenal. And it is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. And you don't have to spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with all the right skills you're looking for, because you can do it all with Indeed.
I absolutely love the fact that you guys are all using Indeed. I think it's really cool that Indeed helps star applicants shine before the interview with over 135 graded assessment tests that they can take, all the way from cooking to coding. So I think that's awesome. You're able to see top talent's abilities in a flash by adding any of those graded assessment tests to your job post. You said that you had added some of them. Did any of your friends add those?
Yeah. So a lot of my friends were using the focus feature of the screening and assessments too, because they're all looking for different things that I'm looking for. And they really just want to hone in quickly on the best candidates for them. So we're all kind of like giving each other tips and tricks about finding like the best candidates. And we're also excited to be doing interviews and find who we're looking for our businesses. And, you know, I obviously am very pumped to find my me. And I know we're just, you know, 3 of us, we're talking about it, but there's over 3 million businesses worldwide using Indeed to hire great talent fast. Indeed assessments help take the stress out of their interview process. Candidates get to show their skills before the interview, so you can dive deeper into talking about what's important to you, which I love during the interview process, just getting straight to the point and, you know, making sure we're a good fit.
Absolutely. Indeed knows when you're growing your own business, you have to make every dollar count. And that's why with Indeed, you only pay for quality applications that match your must-have job requirements, need to hire, you need Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/Southern Tea to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/Southern Tea, Indeed.com/Southern Tea. Terms and conditions apply.
With festival and concert season being all about the boots, Tecovas is your stop for festival style. They are absolutely so cute, so trendy, also so comfortable. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff is at your service. Many of their stores have even leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which is so cool. They also have regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like the one of Tecovas. If you can't make it into a store, you can just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Moving on to the next one was, would you move to a remote cabin in Canada, Alaska, or Wyoming in the wilderness for a yearly stipend that is enough to secure all of your finances, but you had to give up all internet / social media and live off the grid?
Absolutely.
And my answer was 1,000%.
1,000%, yes.
Like, I don't even go really on social media as it is, except for like my job. I rarely post stuff on my own because I'm just not on and I just don't care by the end of the day. I think I cared when I was younger about social media, and now I don't give a shit.
This year alone, I don't know if I would have said yes before this year. This year's just been so tough that for so many different reasons, I would absolutely take this opportunity, go to Wyoming, do the little wilderness thing. Like, it would be great for my mental health.
Why is everybody going to Wyoming is what I want to know.
Because it's a beautiful place.
Should different podcasts, but should Coffee Convos take do like a dude ranch?
Wait, should we? Wouldn't that be amazing?
I mean, you guys did say that you wanted to do a Simple Life remake.
That would be amazing. Literally amazing.
But okay, that being said, we've got weekly tea.
Okay, let's do it.
We've got two of them. First one says, I have four male siblings, so dinners were always a big affair every night. One night, I guess my mom got home from a rough day at work and cooked this dinner. She's a saint. And then we all sat down to eat. We were all kind of messing around and not using anything resembling table manners, and she just snapped, screaming, if you want to eat like dogs, then fine. So she proceeds to take out plates and put them out on the front porch with no silverware or anything. So there's five kids all eating on the front porch. My mom's boss just so happened to stop by to give my mom something she had forgotten at work, and he walks up to the porch to see the five of us on our hands and knees eating. My mom rushes outside and apologizes profusely, saying this wasn't a normal thing. None of us have forgotten that, and we still give her hell about it 10 years later.
Okay.
I don't even know what I would do. If you came to my house and I had kids eating on my front porch on their hands and knees, like, what?
I just don't get it. Like, I don't, first of all, like, no. And I will tell you that manners, like at the table, that is one of like my biggest pet peeves. Like, I cannot stand bad table manners. And I'm not talking like putting silverware like where it needs to go, but like shoveling food, smacking, like chewing with your mouth open, that kind of thing. That's just like not a thing. But like, this is an all-time like next level thing. And I don't know who now, wrote this, but like, I'm scared.
You should literally threaten Jackson and tell him you're going to make him eat on hands and knees on your porch if he doesn't behave.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay. Number two. I run a cake business. I charge people hundreds for wedding cakes. Every last one is made using Pillsbury cake mix I buy for a dollar box at Walmart. I suck at baking. Every time I've ever tried to make a cake from scratch, it sucked. But baking is like my whole deal. My friends all call me the cake girl. It's like my whole life is a lie. People compliment my cakes all the time, telling me how delicious they are, telling me it's so much better than box cake mix, telling me they can never make a cake so delicious. Well, guess what? For a dollar, they too can make a cake just as delicious. Just add oil, eggs, and water. In my defense, I love cake decorating. I make all of the frostings and fondant from scratch. I just hate baking fucking cakes. I base my prices mostly on the decoration of the cakes and not of the cake itself, if that makes sense. Still, no one knows about this except my husband. Even my best friends think I fucking slave over the oven mixing and baking these damn cakes. I've been doing this for years. If anyone knew my business and reputation, would be in the toilet for sure. I keep telling myself I have to learn how to make the damn cakes without the box mixes, but I never do it, and I feel like such a sham sometimes.
Okay, so here's the thing. Maybe the pricing should be set to like the decorating part and not the actual cake part. Like maybe there shouldn't be like this huge upcharge on the cake part.
And that's what she said. She was like, I do it based really more on the decoration, not the actual cake.
But at the same time, you are kind of bamboozling. But if the pricing is set to where it's like not like that expensive, then I think it's okay. I will say there is something about box cakes, cake mix, that's like really good. I also prefer, I don't know like where anyone who's listening geographically lives, but like Publix makes the best cupcakes and cakes ever. It's always, I hate this word, but like it's always so moist, fresh, like the best. And so I love it. I also, if I could get away with doing this, I probably would also do this.
Wait, so I used to do cake decorating like years ago.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I used to do cake decorating like years and years ago. Like I was like 18, 19, 20. And the amount of people who actually use bulk sizes, and I'm talking bakeries, I'm talking, you know, grocery stores that use like box cake mix, but just in bulk, because it's a, you know, you can do like a merchant account with, you know, Pillsbury and stuff.
Yeah.
And get those cake mixes. Like this is so much more common. And this poor woman thinks like,
she thinks that she's the only one doing it.
She thinks she's scamming. And I'm like, well, then the whole damn world is. Like, of course, you have the ones that do their own, you know, special recipes of cake mixes and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I found that out, that that was like even an option. And same thing with icing. Like places like Sam's Club, they sell their icing in big 5-gallon like buckets.
Stop.
And you can just take it home with you.
What?
Yeah, because like I used to do cake decorating, so it was cheaper for me to go do that. If I had to do like a big order, if it was like a big cake or like a shit ton of cupcakes or something like that, instead of like having to sit there and color the icing, because some icing, now we're getting all technical, some icing colors are just like really hard to get the right coloring. I would just go buy the color that was like already pre-made at Sam's Club, and I would just bring it home and I would just pipe it on.
I can tell you the most decorated cakes that I've ever had never taste good. It's always just like the very like mainstream looking ones that like there's nothing fancy about it. Those are fave.
That's why I used to like working with fondant more, because you could peel it back.
Oh yeah? Oh, because yeah.
You literally can just straight peel it off, and underneath is typically, to get the fondant to stick, is typically like a thin layer of icing, and then you still ice in between layers of cake, so you can just peel it back when you go to eat it.
Anytime that I've ever purchased a cake for Jackson's birthday, I always do it with fondant. I've never had a single bite of it and didn't know about that rule. I just thought it would be disgusting because of like the fondant.
It's not even disgusting. It's super sugary, because fondant, if I remember correctly, it's really based from marshmallow, so it's super sweet, and the consistency can be weird for some people, but yeah, you can for sure peel it back like a sheet.
Okay, well, good to know. Thanks so much, Kristen, for that tip.
No problem.
I am gonna go, because I have a couple of errands that I need to run before it gets dark outside and I can't see. So I'm going to do that. And I hope that you guys all have a very blessed week. If you guys have not subscribed to the show, you can do that by searching the Purple Podcast app. Just type in the Southern Tea, click subscribe, click the fifth star, and leave us a written review. And you can also find us on Spotify and Always First at Podcast One. I hope that you guys have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
With festival and concert season being all about the boots, Tecovas is your stop for festival style. They are absolutely so cute, so trendy, also so comfortable. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff is at your service. Many of their stores have even leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which is so cool. They also have regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like the one of Tecovas. If you can't make it into a store, you can just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.